Hello and welcome to New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 119, verses 97 through 120. I love your instruction. I think about it constantly. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies because it is always with me. I have greater insight than all my teachers because I contemplate your laws. I have more understanding than the elders because I guard your precepts. I haven't set my feet on any evil path, so I can make sure to keep your word. I haven't deviated from any of your rules because you are the one who has taught me. Your word is so pleasing to my taste buds, it's sweeter than honey in my mouth. I'm studying your precepts, that's why I hate every false path. Your word is a lamp before my feet and a light for my journey. I have sworn, and I fully mean it, I will keep your righteous rules. I have been suffering so much. Lord, make me live again according to your promise. Please, Lord, accept my spontaneous gifts of praise. Teach me your rules. Though my life is constantly in danger, I won't forget your instruction. Though the wicked have set a trap for me, I won't stray from your precepts. Your laws are my possession forever, because they are my heart's joy. I have decided to keep your statutes forever, every last one. I hate fickle people, but I love your instruction. You are my shelter and my shield. I wait for your promise. Get away from me, you evildoers. I want to guard my God's commandments. Sustain me according to your word so I can live. Don't let me be put to shame because of hope. Support me so I can be saved, and so I can focus constantly on your statutes. You discard everyone who strays from your statutes, because they are dishonest and false. You dispose of all the wicked people on earth like waste. That's why I love your laws. My body shudders because I fear you. I'm in awe of your rules. Today's Old Testament reading comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 1 through 19. Asa's son Jehoshaphat succeeded him as king. Jehoshaphat strengthened his position against Israel by stationing troops in the fortified cities of Judah and placing soldiers throughout the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim that his father Asa had captured. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the earlier ways of his father by not seeking Baal. Instead, he sought the God of his father, and unlike Israel, he followed God's commandments. The Lord gave him firm control over the kingdom, and all Judah brought Jehoshaphat tribute, so that he had abundant riches and honor. Jehoshaphat took pride in the Lord's ways, and again removed the shrines and the sacred poles from Judah. On the third year of his rule, Jehoshaphat sent his officials Ben-Hail, Obadiah, Zechariah, Nathaniel, and Micaiah to teach in the cities of Judah. They were accompanied by the Levites, Shemaiah, Nethaniah, Zebadiah, Asahel, Semiramoth, Jehonathan, Adonijah, Tobijah, and Tob-Adonijah, and by the priest Elishama and Jehoram. They taught throughout Judah. They brought with them the Lord's instruction scroll as they made their rounds to all the cities of Judah, teaching the people. All the kingdoms surrounding Judah were afraid of the Lord and didn't wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some of the Philistines brought a load of silver as tribute to Jehoshaphat. The Arabians also brought flocks to Jehoshaphat, 7,700 rams and 7,700 goats. As Jehoshaphat grew increasingly powerful, he built fortresses and storage cities in Judah and had many supplies in the cities of Judah. He also had an army of mighty warriors in Jerusalem, registered by their clans as follows. Judah's officers over the units of 1,000 included Commander Adna with 300,000 soldiers. Next to him, Commander Jehohanan with 280,000 soldiers. At his side, Amasiah, Zikri's son, who volunteered for the Lord with 200,000 soldiers. From Benjamin came a valiant warrior, Eliada, together with 200,000 armed with bow and shield. Next to him was Jehozabad, together with 180,000 soldiers. These were the individuals who served the kingdom, in addition to those the king placed in the fortified cities throughout Judah. Today's New Testament reading comes from 2 Timothy 1:15 to 2:13. You know that everyone in Asia has turned away from me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show mercy to Onesiphorus and his household, because he supported me many times, and he wasn't ashamed of my imprisonment. After I arrived in Rome, he quickly looked for me and found me. May the Lord allow him to find his mercy on that day, and you know very well how much he served me in Ephesus. So, my child, draw your strength from the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Take the things you heard me say in front of many other witnesses and pass them on to faithful people who are also capable of teaching others. Accept your share of suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Nobody who serves in the military gets tied up with civilian matters so that they can please the one who recruited them. Also, in the same way, athletes don't win unless they follow the rules. A hardworking farmer should get the first share of the crop. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will give you understanding about everything. Remember Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead and descended from David. This is my good news. This is the reason I'm suffering to the point that I'm in prison like a common criminal. But God's word cannot be imprisoned. This is why I endure everything for the sake of those who are chosen by God, so that they too may experience salvation in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This saying is reliable. If we have died together, we will also live together. If we endure, we will also rule together. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are disloyal, he stays faithful, because he can't be anything else than what he is. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Jesus left that place and went beyond the Jordan and into the region of Judea. Crowds gathered around him again, and as usual, he taught them. Some Pharisees came, and trying to test him, they asked, "Does the law allow a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus answered, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a divorce certificate and to divorce his wife." Jesus said to them, "He wrote this commandment for you because of your unyielding hearts. At the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Because of this, a man should leave his father and mother and be joined together with his wife, and the two will be one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, humans must not pull apart what God has put together." Inside the house, the disciples asked him again about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a wife divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them. But the disciples scolded them. When Jesus saw this, he grew angry and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." Then he hugged the children and blessed them.
There's a place of quiet stillness between the lights of shadows reach, where the hurting and the hopeless seek everlasting peace. Words of men and songs of angels whisper comfort bittersweet, mending grief and life eternal, where joy and sorrow meet. There is a place where hope remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain and tears. tears that fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet. There's a place the lost surrender, and the weary will retreat, full of grace and mercy tender in times of unbelief. For the wounded there is healing, strength is given to the weak, broken hearts find love redeeming, where joy and sorrow meet. There is a place where joy remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain, and tears that fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet. There's a place of thirst and hunger where the roots of faith grow deep, and the rain and rolling thunder, when the road is rough and steep, there is hope in desperation, there is victory in defeat. At the cross of restoration, where joy and sorrow meet, there is a place where hope remains in crown of thorns and crimson stain. Jesus paid it all. Left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow, and tears will fall on Jesus' feet, where joy and sorrow meet.
The Nicene Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes back all the way to the year 325. If you know it, feel free to recite it along with me. If not, take this opportunity to listen to the core of our faith that has been handed down to us for nearly 2,000 years. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit, wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from the start of Psalm 81. Rejoice out loud to God, our strength. Shout for joy to Jacob's God. Take up a song and strike the drum, sweet lyre along with harp. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Where Joy and Sorrow Meet, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.